Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As I have discussed, to broadcast to you once again from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, from the very center of the universe. I am delighted to report to you that Eretz Yisrael is amazing. The land itself is giving forth its fruit, its trees, once again after 2,000 years of being a desert. The land is giving forth its earth. It hasn't happened. Torah has returned to Eretz Yisrael. It hasn't happened. At Golis Yechonya, in the days of Yirmiyah, the Gedolei Yisrael were exiled to Bavel, and from them for 2,500 years, the world has had its center of Torah outside of Eretz Yisrael, in Bavel for a long time, and then in different parts of the world. Until our own generation, with the yeshiva world, the world of Torah, Kimitziyate Torah, has returned. In a human being's life, there are moments of his Iris. There are times that something happens to a person. He's this Iris. He has a moment of inspiration. It's very hard to hold on to it. An incident takes place and passes. There are other times in a person's life where he has a moment of Isairus, but it's not a passing incident. It's a new reality. Something new is taking place. A young man has discussed, he becomes a father. It's an inspiration, the moment of change. A person has children, he's zechut to bring one to the chuppah. It's a moment of change, of inspiration. But it's a new reality. People say the world will never be the same. But we still go back to the old. In these cases, we need to open up our eyes to look, to see. If you look and you see, then you'll notice that the inspiration, the source of inspiration, is still there. If every time you come to Eretz Yisrael, you notice the yeshivas, you notice the B'nai Torah, you notice the streets teeming with Choshev Talmidei Chachamim, you speak to some of them, and you see where they're holding, both in their hashkafa and in their Torah. The Hesiris, the source of Hesiris, is still here. You just need to see it. It's not a source of inspiration that passed. It's a source of inspiration that continues. In the Igra Yitzchak, Igeris Ayin Dalid, is actually not a letter, but rather a drasha that Rav Huttner had given to the Talmidim of a yeshiva, of Yeshivas Eastern Parkway, when it first opened up, the first Nesifta class. And he spoke to them about the Pasuk, Ashrei HaGever Asher Yisrael Min Urav. Praiseworthy is the person who will carry the yoke of Torah from his youth. Pashat Pshat, it means that despite being young, a person has the presence of mind, the maturity, to take on himself the oil of Torah. Rav Huttner says, no, that's not the pshat. Ashrei hagever asher yisrael min urav. A nar, somebody growing up, is constantly in a stage of flux, of change. He goes from being a yingler to being a bacher, from being a bacher, bar mitzvah bacher, to being a teenager. His clothing go from children's sizes to adult sizes. He's constantly in a state of his hischatshus, of new feelings about the world that's going on around him. Every human being has to try to take upon himself the oil of Torah by noticing new things around him, new changes around him. Well, you're grown up, you don't have new sizes, at least not the new sizes of clothing that make you happy. Where do you see this as conscious? You have to open up your eyes and see it around you. And no better place than in Eretz Yisrael. We look at a world and it seems to be a galgal hachayzer. Day and night, seasons, the mylid. Things seem to be a rotation of the same thing coming back again. And we know it's not that way. Hamechadesh b'tuvay b'chol yoyim tamid ma'aseh v'reishis. We understand that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gives the power of his chachos every morning. Every morning there's a Yehi Ar, and the Ar comes over the horizon. You have to tap into that feeling. That feeling when you get up in the morning and you're on your way to shul, and someone says, good morning, how are you? respond. Good. It's been a good day so far. It's been a wonderful day so far. Measure each day with its own chashivas, with its own meaning. Maybe that's why on Yomim Neiram we say, Hayom Haras Olam. Today is the day in which the world came about. Haras Olam, the pregnancy of the world, the gestation of the world. Simply put, we're saying it once happened. Hashem once created the world. No, this year when you say Hayom Haras Olam, today is the day of a new birth, a new beginning. A Mechadesh B'tuvai. If you have a schachus, then your inner desires, your dreams of being a Talmud Chacham, of accomplishing and learning, accomplishing and serving Hashem, they have a renewal. Ashrei HaGever, Asher Yisrael Min Urav. This year in Yom HaMeirah, when we will say, Al Tashlicheni La'etz Zikna, Kichlois Kecheinu Al Tazveinu, we say a pasuk from Tehillim Ayin Aleph. The pasuk there is in Lashon Yachid. The pasuk there is speaking about an individual. And we say it in Yom HaNeirah, in Lashon Rabbim, we're not talking about getting old. Rabbim can't say that. In the Rabbim, there are people who get old. There are people who are kechlois kecheinu. We're talking about hischachus. Al tashlichenu leizikna. Let us not become people who are the same tired selves, the same boring selves. No. We have opportunities to see hischachus, to open our eyes. Maybe we saw it 10 times already. But open your eyes again and see the hischachus around you. See the newness. See it like Klal Yisrael is looking at it. Klal Yisrael, to look at this land, the land of Yisrael, the land that begged for Yidden to come back all the years, is a Maimer Eretz Yisrael in Ali Shur. The title is Eretz Yisrael. Ravobi writes there, Loi l'chol ardom peiseches ha'ores asoitzreha. Comes here, does Eretz Yisrael give its treasure house of spiritual awakening, of ruchnius, only to those who come and ask for it and want it, step forward. Ah, what an oitzer. When you see that the land is giving forth its produce once again, when you see all over it, you saw rocks and trees growing right out of a rock or right next to a rock. It's an amazing hischachus of land which was just rocks for so many years. For so many years, from so much history of Klal Yisrael. You see a schachus? Open your eyes, see it. Like Rabbi Kiva, who saw the water drifting on the rock. Everyone saw it. But if you open your eyes, you really see it. I'm part of a community in America. We are suffering from a zikna. We're suffering from a lack of youthful enthusiasm in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ay, Hayom Haras Olam, we're going to bench Rosh Chodesh Elul. Let's look towards it with his chachos, with the newness. If you have a child, or perhaps a grandchild, who's starting a new year in yeshiva, the brand new briefcase with sharpened pencils, with an excitement, tap into that excitement. Ay, Ashrei HaGever, Ashi Yisrael in the Urav. This is Parshas Ekev. Let me share with you a word, a thought on Parshas Ekev. The halachta bidrachav, there's a mitzvah in this week's parasha. This week's parasha has the mitzvah repeated in Parshas Devarim numerous times. The halachta bidrachav, to go in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's derech, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way. The halachta bidrachav. How do you do that? The Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Deos establishes a principle, a famous principle of the Rambam, that as a rule, when it comes to midos, a person has to take what we call the golden mean, or the middle road. The Rambam gives numerous examples. For example, a person shouldn't be very stingy with his money, and shouldn't be very loose with his money. He should find the middle road where he uses his money, but uses it wisely. A person should not be a letz should not be laughing at everything. He shouldn't be an upsave. He shouldn't be a person who never laughs. He's got to find the middle road, the road of simcha. A person shouldn't be a kapdan. He shouldn't mind if people do things that offend him. But he also shouldn't be an Evan Daimon, the Rambam says. He shouldn't be a nobody. He has to have pride. And he has to be able to have pride without ever having kapedais on others, without ever being moved to anger against others. Everything in a golden mean. The Rambam says in Halacha Hey that this is a kiyum of the halachta v'drachas. To have the proper balance is the halachta v'drachas going in the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is how the Rambam explains the mitzvah. The Sefer HaRekeach is Sakasha. The Rambam also, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey, Asochus Deis, if the saying that a person has to find his golden mean, his middle road, his balance, there are people who were chassidim arishayim, who were very righteous people, and they didn't toe the middle line exactly. They bent themselves a little towards a manner of chassidus, of doing things that are extra, more than a person has to do, perhaps with their money. Instead of giving the amount of tzedakah that the Torah requires, they gave more. They gave extra. Perhaps in their simcha, they had extra simcha sachayim in their ruchnius. Perhaps in their kabdonus, they were extra careful not to be kabdonim. This is the snim ishuras I did. There's a mitzvah of a halachta bidrachav, and that's to go in the middle road. Chassidim Rishayim did better. How could you say that? V'alach to the drachav needs to go in Hashem's way. Doesn't Hashem behave to Chassidim Rishayim? Do Chassidim Rishayim l'snim ishur asadim do more than the Rabbeinu Shalom? How are we to understand this Rambam? It's Takatela, the Rambam. V'alach to the drachav like Hashem is to go in the middle road. And then l'snim ishur asadim, that's Chassidim Rishayim. So you could be like Hashem, or God forbid to say this, that you could be like Hashem, or better yet, you could be like Hasidim or Yishayim. Can't be? What's the pshat? I'd like to suggest a pshat, which I saw in one of the Sfarim that I looked in here in Yerushalayim, I don't remember where, but I'd like to elaborate on it. And that's the following. We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a vatran. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give away things for free. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a midas hadin. The greatest chesed ever in the Bria is Tchias HaMeisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give life to people who don't have it. Yet Tchias HaMeisim is in the second bracha of Shemena Esrei, the bracha of Gevura, the bracha of Din. Tchias HaMeisim should be in the bracha of chesed, of Magen Avraham, in the bracha of Chasad and Taivim. Why isn't it in the bracha of Gevura? The answer is that Tchias HaMeisim is also with Midas HaDin. It's with Gevura. Don't think that every person who keeps Shabbos is going to get up by Tchias HaMeisim. It's not true. The Gemara in Ksubis says, Mishain lai tal Torah, somebody who doesn't have the do of Torah study, or at least supporting Torah study, will not get up by Tchias HaMeisim. Tchias HaMeisim is with Din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world with Din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Chesed too. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Dafter Zayin, Chesed ve'emes, betchila emes, ulu besayv chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world with din. Then there's a certain amount of chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allots. But the world is run with din. The halachta bidrachav. You have to start by knowing a proper, healthy balance. If you know a proper, healthy balance, chesedim or yishayim, you could do more. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does chesed. Baruch Hu kaviyachol is chassidim and rishayim. But that doesn't mean that is to ignore the balance the way it should be. The shura sadin. There are people who get confused. They confuse chassidus, doing extra, with the ikar adin. If every time you're nice, it's doing extra, and there's no ikar adin, then when you don't want to be nice, you won't be nice at all. When you If you're being besimcha is extra, then when you don't want to be besimcha, you'll be in Atzeif. You have to know there's a shura sadin for halachta midrachav. Kadosh Baruch Hu observes, recognizes, declares what is shura sadin. Then the tefillah, a mesul besides chesed, the extra that can be done in our lives. We like to do l'stim shura sadin. There are times and moments when it's hard. At that moment, we have to remember that the shura sadin requires that a person give tzedakah. It requires that a person not have kapdanus. A beautiful thought. Let me end with a kasha. As I said, Yisrael, and I happen to pick up the Aderes Eliyahu, the Gron, this week's parasha, and he has a thought regarding Eretz Yisrael, which certainly needs some explanation. I'll share the kasha with you. The Gron is writing, again, in this week's parasha, about the Klal Yisrael's entry to Eretz Yisrael, which is something that is constantly mentioned by Moshe Rabbeinu. In the beginning of Perek Ches, the Gra says that to come to Eretz Yisrael, you need three things. You need to prepare to leave from wherever you are. You need the actual trip, the Derech HaShayevach, and you need to arrive in Eretz Yisrael. Very simple. You have to get ready to go. You have to go. And you have to arrive in Eretz Yisrael. He's saying this to explain the pasuk. He explains the pasuk, listen carefully. Leman tichyun urevisem. That is the preparation to go to Eretz Yisrael. Uvasem is the traveling. Vayirishtem is the arrival. Now the second and third I understand. Uvasem, and you will go, you will arrive, you will come, that's the trip. The Yerishtem, and you will inherit the land, that's the actual being here. The Hachola to leave, the preparation to leave is Leman Tichyon Urevisem. You will live and you will multiply. That's the Hachola to going to Eretz Yisrael. Explain that. How is Urevisem the Hachola to going to Eretz Yisrael? It's a riddle. I would venture to think, being here, that the biggest reason to be in Eretz Yisrael is Urevisem, is for the children. To raise children with Yiddishkeit as their culture instead of barbecues, sports teams as their culture. Urevisem, that's our hachana to come to Eretz Yisrael. And with that, I wish one and all an absolutely wonderful Shabbos, Shabbos Mevarachim, a preparation for the month of Elul. The month of Aliyah, a wonderful month of opportunity. A good Shabbos to one and all.